Retail practice has been deteriorating for a long time. The number of GPs is going down and down because the number of doctors actually want to work in general practice is falling. And even those who are training in general practice don't want to enter general practice. And we've also got a huge number of GPs in mid-career that are leaving. So we've got this huge crisis in general practice. And then the government, for whatever reason, has decided to impose a revised contract for next year, which actually increases the amount of bureaucracy, increases the amount of tick boxes, will increase the amount of time that GPs will spend away from their patients, and will do nothing to invite more GPs to stay or more GPs to join. So GP numbers have been going down year after year since 2015, and as much in Leicestershire and Rutland as the rest of the country. I mean, there's many ways that you can look at it, but one is, to be able to provide a reasonable service, you should have about one GP per 1,800 population, 1,800. But actually, it's got to the point now in Leicestershire and Rutland that it's one GP per 2,440 patients. So each GP is trying to cope with 640 more patients than they can do safely. The other way of looking at it is if you just look at numbers, so across the LR area, we actually, that means that we're short of 175. And the final way to look at it is that if GP said, actually, I'm going to stick with a safe level of patients, then that would leave 315,000 people in Leicestershire and Rutland without a GP. If you look at our recent survey that we've carried out, almost 100% of respondents said that they thought that the imposed contract was a mistake. More importantly, three quarters have said that they would like to take some form of industrial action. To demonstrate, because GPs are getting frustrated. So this isn't new. Since 2015, we have seen our profession be denigrated, our profession be brought down. We've seen the working conditions to be made impossible year after year. I mean, now I come to work every day knowing that I'm going to fail my patients, knowing that I'm providing an unsafe service, knowing that at the end of the day, a lot of my patients that need to be seen will not have been seen. That's not good. Now that leads to GPs being burnt out, GPs being stressed, developing depression, and as we have said, that means that more and more GPs are leaving the NHS. The first thing I say to patients is that I'm just so sorry. I apologize. I apologize for the service that we're being forced to deliver. But the next thing I say to patients is that please don't take it out on GPs and definitely not on our staff. I mean, in practice that I run, we've actually lost two members of staff this year because of being abused by patients. Now, I know you're frustrated. I know that it's difficult to get appointments. I know that particularly if you are or someone close to you is unwell, that you can get very frustrated. But please don't take it out on our staff. Please don't take it out of general practice. If you want to take it out on someone, contact your MP, okay, and take it out on them. Because it's the way that the government has run the service, for the last decade plus that has caused the problem.